time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has resigned after four women accused him of physical abuse. Within hours of The New Yorker publishing a story by Jane Mayer and Ronan Farrow, Schneiderman was facing calls to resign. CNN's Brian Stelter and Don Lemon have more.
A public official who in public was an outspoken proponent of the Me Too movement, who has brought a lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein, his brother Bob, and the Weinstein Company, who has been trying to drive a path forward for New York State as an opponent to the Trump administration. All of that is the context for tonight's shocking developments. It took exactly 3 hours from the time The New Yorker published a story with allegations of physical abuse by Schneiderman. Two women on the record, two other women speaking or sharing details anonymously through the two on the record women. Bottom line, Don, four women accusing this man of physical abuse. Mm-hmm. His response is that it was always consensual sex, but this is not just about sex. These allegations are about abuse. They are about violence that actually led to some of these women going to the hospital. Bottom line, 3 hours after the story hits, he resigns. I'm told the work of the office, the AG's office, will continue. That's an important point to keep in mind. The lawsuits, the work against Trump, all that continues, mm-hmm. but the man on the top, he's gone.
Yeah. He tweeted out something earlier, but then an official statement. Here it is. He said, "It has been my great honor and privilege to serve as Attorney General for the people of the state of New York. In the last several hours, serious allegations, which I strongly contest, have been made against me. While these allegations are unrelated to my professional conduct of the operations of my office or the operations of my office, they will effectively prevent me from leading the office's work at this criminal time. I therefore resign my office effective at the close of business on May 8, 2018.
Donald Trump is expected to announce Tuesday that he is withdrawing the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, despite European diplomats warning the White House that exiting the agreement could spark a fresh confrontation between Tehran and the West. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ordered law enforcement to ramp up prosecutions of immigrant families who cross the border illegally, even if that means splitting children from their parents. Sessions spoke in San Diego as a protester with a megaphone did his best to interrupt him.
I have put in place a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border. If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law. If you make false statements to an immigration officer or file a fraudulent asylum claim, that's a felony. If you help others do so, that's a felony also. You're going to the jail. So if you're going to come to this country, come here legally. Don't come here illegally. In order to carry out these important policies, I have sent 35 prosecutors to the southwest border and moved 18 immigration judges to the border. These are supervisory immigration judges that don't have existing caseloads and will be able to function full-time on moving these cases.
Melania Trump unveiled her formal platform against cyberbullying called Be Best in a ceremony in the Rose Garden on Monday.
So today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children. There is one goal to Be Best, and that is to educate children about the many issues they are facing today. There are too many critical issues facing children today. So the three main pillars of Be Best will include well-being, social media use, and opioid abuse. Together, I believe we should strive to provide kids with the tools they need to cultivate their social and emotional health. We can and should teach children the importance of social and self-awareness, positive relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. Once a child understands these vital skills, they will be able to communicate openly with one another and instill positive feelings of mutual respect, compassion, and self-esteem.
While some are criticizing her for the name Be Best because Michelle Obama used the term Be Better in 2016, she's also under scrutiny for the Be Best booklet put out by Mrs. Trump, which is nearly identical to one published in 2014 by the FTC under the Obama administration called Chatting with Kids About Being Online. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.